We met exactly 16 years ago, and we were introduced, and the plan was to sort of help each other. I was working at the University of Georgia, and you were just finishing a master's program, living in North Carolina, and looking for a job. And the plan was for me to assist in looking at opportunities, either to get a job or to go to school. Somebody gave you my phone number. I got your phone number. And the first time we talked, we started speaking about 8 p.m., right before 8 p.m.
And we didn't...
We didn't finish conversation until 6 a.m.
In the morning. Right.
Because the plan was... Yeah, I was going to just say, okay, how are you? I'm going to do whatever I can, but I have to go watch The Simpsons at 8 o'clock, so I have to get off the phone. And we never got off the phone until early in the morning when I said, look, I have to teach at 8 o'clock. And that was it. So 9 months later...
It was the same year.
7 months later. We were married.
Right.
So, and that's 16 years ago. If I can ask you, what has been your experience so far?
We've had the good and the bad.
Yeah.
I think we are now at a place where we are more comfortable.
Right.
Initially, it was definitely hard because we grew up under different types of influences.
Completely different environment.
Even though I would say both of our families are middle classy, and both of us are like the first born child of five.
On both sides. Yeah.
And then both of us are very strong.
Strong-willed,
strong-minded, stubborn individuals that it's been hard when we both think something is very important.
Right. Yeah, so we've come a long way. And this is going to be a tough question, but anything you would have done differently this last 16 years?
Maybe be more patient.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I was so impatient for so many things that ended up making it tougher than it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I would want my story changed.
Right.
Because of all the things I've gained from you know, learning about myself. What about you? What would you have done differently?
Yeah, patience is one of the things also, but not just patience in terms of what we're doing. Patience also in terms of planning and scheming. I would have taken the scenic route, let's say like that. Mm. A lot of things I did, I look back now and see that was a wonderful achievement. But realistically, there was no need to have gone that kind of fast pace, I must achieve. So I put too much pressure on myself.
Hmm.
We also got lucky that we couldn't depend on anybody.
No.
So even within our challenges, even the different opinion, I think that's what also helped us, is that we had no choice but to stick with each other.
Yes, work it out, walk through it. Right.
Our being alone, having nobody to talk to in terms of family, helped us to depend heavily on one another.
Because we really didn't feel that anybody understood where we were coming from, what we were going through. Mm-hmm. And to that extent, that still resonates. But now, beyond that, I think we've been blessed to make new people.
Yes. We've developed a kind of fictive kings.
Right.
Now we have our own
kind of network.
Extended African family.
And we met all of them here.
Yeah.
None of them did we meet in our birth country.
Yeah.
When I think about them, I cry. I can't even imagine they would need me and I wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Because we are family.
Yeah.